One night, Segong's father met a girl and lost his vows. Regretting this very much, the next morning he tearfully went to Drebung. But when he reached the lama's room, the lama had already performed a ceremony of recompense. The teacher, Chin Ngawan Norbu, said, "You have relapsed, but that is right. Now you should practice tantra with a consort." That in itself was unusual, but even more extraordinary was that after the consort's death, the mantra of the goddess Vajrayogini was manifest right in her skull bone. There was another lama during the same period, Dabung Rumiche, who practiced with a consort. One auspicious day of the month, when the regent and some other senior lamas, such as Trichan Rumiche, who became my junior tutor, were receiving teaching from him, there was a ritual performance that involved two flute-like instruments. The two players used their left and right hands in opposite ways to cover the stops, and thus when they looked back and forth at each other, they ended up playing very different tunes. The entire audience stopped chanting and was raucously laughing at this strange tune. When they looked at Dabung Rumiche, however, he was sitting there totally unaware of what was happening. But he was not sleeping. Later, the regent realized that at that very moment, Dabung Rumiche was receiving teaching from within the plane of pure appearance. During this period, the 13th Dalai Lama conducted an investigation into which lamas were really lamas and expelled quite a number of them. But he made an exception for these two, Segong Rinpoche's father and Dabung Rinpoche. In this way, he officially recognized their extraordinary ability and special right to use a consort in the practice of Tantra. Thus, they must have had some deeper experiences, but I do not know of any record of their claiming to have done so.